Hey everybody, it's Christy from Tales of the Ravenous Reader, and I'm here with
Kelly from Book Crushin'.
And we are talking about the serial from Serial Box Geek actually today. Basically, we have spent the last 15 weeks?
How many? Pretty much.
Something like that. 15 weeks on Wednesday morning, listening to a very geeky, very feminine serial, which is, it's basically a, you know, 20-hour, 25-hour book, audiobook, also a regular book. We listen to it, I think. Both of us listen to it?
Yes.
Yes. So basically, you get about 25 hours of audio for $20 if you buy the entire season, which is a pretty dang good deal, I think, for sure. It revolves around a set of five women who are friends long distance, so some of them, I believe, live a little closer to each other. And we just listened to the last episode, and we thought we would share our thoughts on it. So, Kelly, tell us, what are your overall thoughts of the first season?
Well, I really enjoyed waking up on Wednesday mornings because it meant that Geek actually was going to be on my phone. And I really, it was fun. It was mature. It was an adult serial. So, but it was really great to just listen to these women and their escapades and the things that they've got themselves into and the bad choices and the good choices that they made. It was really fun and silly but entertaining.
It was fun and silly and entertaining, and also tackled some really tough issues that books don't always tackle. I think Kathleen Yardley, who is the creator of the serial, I've read both of her recent books, and they're very similar in the content, basically tackling things like sexual assault and not all men and workplace harassment and the lack of workplaces doing that. So I enjoyed the fact that there's something out there specifically around these very feminine topics that embraces it in a very realistic way. I don't think that the author shied away at all from the reality of the situation, especially around one character's plight at work, which is very, very fascinating. So I really enjoyed most of the episodes. I think I would highly recommend it, but there were just a few that I was kind of like, okay, there are some really big standouts in the series, and I really enjoyed that. Speaking of which, tell us what you liked best about the serial.
I like the camaraderie and that everybody had each other's back. I also really did like the fact that they tackled some really serious social issues. A lot of it felt way too relevant for even being possible, which just means that we have so much more work to do in this world, especially when it comes to feminism and, you know, just being a woman in this world.
There's a part in the story that really focuses on the publishing world, which, of course, is going to make us very happy. And the realities of the publishing world and how male-dominated it still very much is, even in a market such as young adults. So I really enjoyed that kind of little insight. And the fact that they went to a book convention, which was really entertaining. I really loved that piece of it. And I liked the characters overall. I really think they're very tangible and real, and I really want to be friends with all of them, which is something that I definitely can't say for a lot of adult books. I definitely do not want to be friends with a lot of adult people in the books. So,
even though it was mature, it definitely still had enough of a feel of the way it was written that feels like other books that I read. So
that's very true. I didn't think about that. And all of the authors are they have other books out, and you can really see their focus if you read their episodes and look at the other stuff that they write. One author in specific writes a lot of erotica, and her episodes, you can tell that she writes erotica, which I really enjoyed. Like, it's not, it's adult, but it wasn't like, I didn't feel like I was reading something that was kind of pandering to the audience. It really felt like it was very real.
I agree.
So even though there were a lot of things that happened this season, especially at the end, there were so many things that got wrapped up at the end of the season. What are some things that you'd want to see explored further?
I guess I really want to, it feels like at the end, this may be a spoiler, they kind of jumped right into finally Aditi's book is being published, where we've been waiting for it to publish and publish and publish the whole season. And then at the end, it kind of did a little time jump and she's published. And I just wanted to see more and hear more about that last aspect of the journey of the book birthday and her anxiety because she has it over this book, and as well as how the publishers handled the release with the scandals or non-scandals.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about the fact that we really did skip, like, for us as book readers, the most exciting part of the publishing journey, the part that we get to be part of. All right, now I know what we're going to be asking the authors for a guest post about.
There you go.
That's what I want. So I'm, like, totally team Tanisha and Diego. I just love them together, and I totally want I want Kathy Yardley to write one of her Level Up books with them in it. Like, I'm all about that. And I also, you know, I really felt like maybe it was just me. I wanted to connect a lot with Ellie's character, especially since she's so into going to cons and, like, is it just a really creative, different type of person. She, you know, she's not the one track, got one way of getting through life kind of person. And I felt like at the end, her journey didn't go where I would have liked to see it go. I felt like she kind of slid backwards or changed, or I don't know what the right word is here, but I want to see more about where Ellie is going to go in life and how that's all going to work out, because I feel like she has a lot of potential to show that there's not just one pathway in life. So yeah, that's what I'd like to see.
Those are good. I want to see those things too. I definitely was always Tanisha and Diego fan until the one episode, and then I was happy with the redemption. I really was.
That's awesome. I mean, I really do feel like I was like, okay, he's absolutely got to be redeemed at some point, right? Like, we can't let him just go, like, ships in the night just can't happen. So I really hope that we get more of them. I hope there's gonna be a season two, and I hope we get more of them. Speaking of more, so which of the episodes were standout episodes for you, and which characters and moments kind of really stand out along the way?
Oh, geez. Episode names are escaping me.
Think of the names. You can totally just say, like, the... without spoiling too much.
Yes. So, I really loved the Tanisha Lemonade episode. So she invoked her inner Beyonce, and I'm a big Beyonce fan, and so it was really funny to me to just listen to her and how she just wanted to take back and make herself feel pretty, and, you know, also walk with a baseball bat, make herself feel safe, and then of course she gets totally trampled on by men hitting on her, and, you know, basically asking her if she has a hot date during her work lunch, which is just so... I want to curse, but I won't.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah, it's so fucked up. Like, god damn it, the girl can't get a break. Like, can't she just love herself and not wear jeans and a t-shirt and not get called out? But stupid men.
Which was so nice.
Right. I also, I really did love the part when Christina was starting to realize that she was capable of being an adult and settling down and falling in love, because so many queer characters are shoehorned into this, you know, completely crazy, drug-addled, addiction, you know, sleeping around kind of stereotype. And that part bothered me, but it also, like, she was growing up and she was coming to that realization, and then... So I really loved that part, but I also, we lost it very quickly, but I think she recovered very fast and in the right way. And I think she's going to be on a good path. Maybe. I'm not so sure about her new job, but we'll see. We'll see what she gets into if we get more.
I agree. I think Christina's journey had a lot of potential to go really badly. I actually thought, at the ending, there's something major that happens to one of the characters, and I actually thought it was going to be her. Really thought we were going to see something tragic happen with Christina. I'm really glad we didn't, and I'm really glad that she kind of recognized that the pathway that she was on was not really going to be long-term the best pathway for her. So that was really something that stood out to me. And I really loved that Michelle discovered herself when her, oh my god, I hate her ex, Ted. Like, of all the characters,
we hate Ted.
Oh god, I hate Ted. And Ted is like all men, so screw him. She goes to the convention and then has a moment where she realizes she's really into BDSM, and it's not like a straightforward journey for her, but I really liked watching her take that. So that was really interesting. And it's nice to see that. It was nice to see this complex group of women who are really interested in different things, including something like BDSM, because it's still kind of taboo. So that was
good. Yeah. And, you know, of course they're geeky and they're nerdy and their hashtag is Rebel Scum in their Slack chat. And, you know, so for each of them had their own development still, no matter which stage of life they were in, they were all discovering something about themselves. And I thought that was great part of the story. Like, we're never too old to learn. We're never too old to change. We always can seek a better part of ourselves.
Oh, I didn't think about that. It's true though. That really is kind of part of what the mantra is. And that women can be friends and we don't have to be competitive and hate each other. And that squads of women actually do exist, and they do more than shop.
And they game.
Game! They all game together, which is adorable.
Right. Badass. Which we didn't really see too much of in the story, but that's how they all met. So, like, they kept that theme going that they all were gamers. And even though they're not gaming together anymore at some of the times, you know, they were. But I liked that.
That was really awesome. So, speaking of games and other things, what books or TV shows or movies or other things would you recommend for people who like Geek Actually, or people, like, let's say, oh, if you like this, you'll like Geek Actually?
Well, I think if you're a girl gamer, I think you really will like their stories.
Well, I think Kathy Yardley. I will say, her two books, Level Up and One True Pairing, are... like, they could be companions to the story. Like, in the same universe, her other characters are absolutely living similar lives, which I love those two books. And they're on audio, so.
I don't know why I can't think of anything right now.
Because there aren't enough geeky books and movies and TV shows in this world that feature women. That's why.
That is why. It's that, like...
totally why.
Yeah.
I'll say... I know Danica Stone has written two books. I have not read them yet, but she's absolutely lovely, that are based around internet culture and fandom culture. One is called All the Feels, which is about fandoms, and one is called Internet Famous, which is about obviously being internet famous. I have a few geeky books on my shelf that kind of are in that fandom era. Oh my gosh, what's the title of the one? Geek's Guide to...
Unrequited Love.
That's the one. Love that book. And actually, for a young adult book, totally would be in the same kind of genre and things that are going on. There's one random thing I want to plug. So the journey that Aditi and Michelle take in the publishing world really reminded me of Subha Tahir's when she speaks about her journey. So if you have not ever heard Subha speak about how she became published and how she's pushed back on the publishing world, highly recommend asking her in some capacity. I think you'll be reminded of Geek Actually.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We said that a lot, that Aditi, her journey definitely mirrored in our opinions of what we know of Saba. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love An Ember in the Ashes. So if you like a good feminist fantasy, that's definitely one to read. And of course, we love Geekerella. That's a really great YA love story all about fandoms. And we also, there's Queens of Geek. Oh my God, I'm screwing it up. That's about cons. So that's fun.
But it's geeky. YA.
Huh?
It's geeky.
Yes, very, very. Also, Stranger Than Fan Fiction might be a good recommendation.
Yes.
And then there's a couple books coming out that we know of. We've got Don't Cosplay With My Heart.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait for that book. I think it's going to be amazingly feminist and awesome. I love Cecil Castellucci. She is so amazing.
And then there's Megan Cat Conquer the World. Is that correct? Is that the right title?
Yes. Yes.
That one's coming out soon. Real soon, actually. In the fall, I think October.
Love that
cover. Yeah, that's a great cover. So there's, I feel like the geek fandom is coming to YA, and it's here, and it's not going to go away because it is such an important part of what is going on in the world right now. And I also think if you like feminist books, you should check out Moxie, which comes out in a couple of weeks by Jennifer Mathieu. So,
great choice. Totally spaced on including Moxie. And clearly we both need to read more adult geek fiction because we have not read enough of that. But this was a great introduction. I really do feel like this is a great introduction for people because you can, it's small palatable bits. That's the one thing about the serial. I like stretching it out because I'm like, oh, I can accomplish something. Can definitely accomplish your Goodreads goal by reading a couple serials.
Like I have. I'm like at like 79 books at this point because of two 15-episode serials. And when you add it all together, it's like 20 hours, you know? Yeah. So it's a lot, or 800 pages, or so you're still reading a lot and you're accomplishing a lot, but it feels like every week you feel like you can check something off and feel accomplished, write a review, move on. And just that anticipation of it coming out each week is really great. But if you wait till it's over, you can binge the whole thing. Like I'm doing with Remade.
It is so true, but don't wait now you can binge the whole thing.
Yeah.
Definitely we recommend picking it up. We are going to be doing a giveaway with this little podcast that we're doing. So there'll be a giveaway in our post. So like Kelly said, there is another serial that we both listened to called Remade. The second season will be coming out very soon. So if you have not caught up, it is also available. There's a bunch of other serials we have not listened to. One called Book Burners, which is very popular. So highly recommend checking out Serial Box. It's little bite-sized portions on your phone, or on your iPad, or on your computer, whatever works for you. And we will see you later. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.